Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Get back here to the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. 916-909-1320. Our man TC. TC, what's good?
Man, what's up with my two brothers?
Yo, what's up, man?
Hey, man, just vibing. Look, check it out, man. Hey, I'm at the point, right? I'm done with the games, right? It ain't got nothing to do with me, but I know, like, as far as I think the biggest person that in the organization that like Kuminga is BJ Armstrong. And I think Scott Perry and Doug is going along with it. They like, we like to do, we cool. But at the end of the day, bro, let's get it done, bro. Unprotect the pick, pause, or however you want. If you want to pause that, it could be a pause moment. But I'm on a serious moment, bro. I'm ready to
The deal.
I know, just to get the deal done, right? Let's stop with I get it. We want to play chicken and see who's going to fold first. The Kings is in a predicament. But at the end of the day, who are we as King? Like, you know what I mean? Like, who are we to keep playing with somebody and to be like, we don't want to give up picks? Bro, I was with Kyle, what he said this morning. But, like, if we're holding on to picks, talking about we're thinking about the future, like, who, bro, we're trying to build a team and move forward. So you have to make drastic moves or you have to take chances on a move like this to get better, dog. And in my opinion, this isn't even a risk. This is an athletic 6'8 dude that'll fit nice to Keegan, bro, that'll fit nice to Domas. Unprotected pick and get the deal done, bro. That's where I'm at. I'm tired of playing the games back and forth with these dudes. Get it done, bro.
Okay. TC's tired. He's tired of the games.
TC's in there. Mike, what are we doing? Mike, yeah, come on. Yeah, let's get the deal done. And TC's serious, too. No pause.
The other aspect of that, though, also. And
I love no pause. I love that.
Pause, but I'm being serious, guys.
I think the other aspect of that is that's what's been reported by Sam and others, that if they unprotect the pick, they might be able to get the deal done. But at the same time, that not Sam's reporting, but just piecing everything together, that also kind of contradicts some of the things we're hearing. We're hearing they have no interest in Malik Monk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, you unprotect the pick. Are they cool with Sarge and Devin Carter at that point with that trade package? I don't know. But maybe I'm not exactly sure if it's as simple as unprotecting the pick. It's sometimes we hear that, and that may be the case, but I don't know.
I'll also say, you know, in response to something else TC said about stop playing games, do all this stuff. No, man, I'm Triple H right now. It's time to play the game. This has a very hard deadline, a non-negotiable end date. Mm-hmm. Yeah, play the game. If you can. Because what's Jonathan Kuminga on September 25th do for you that Jonathan Kuminga on October 1st can't? Nothing. There's no other teams involved here other than Jonathan Kuminga has a lot of say in all of this. Mm-hmm. It's not like they can trade him to Charlotte, right, or Washington. Like, they can't do that. Like, Jonathan Kuminga has a lot of control over this situation. And if he wants to play in Sacramento, as many here believe that he does, then yo, ride it out 6 more days, and if Golden State calls back and says, all right, we'll do it for a lottery protected pick. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, again, Jonathan Kuminga today can't do anything more for you than Jonathan Kuminga on October 1st. Play the game. Right. It sucks. I know everyone's tired of this. Everyone wants a conclusion. You want him on the Kings. You don't want him on the Kings. You want him on the Warriors. You don't want him on the Warriors. Whatever you want. There's going to be a conclusion to this in 6 days. Mm-hmm. Play the game. And wait it out.
And also, to that point, if you're TC, you may think a little higher, just a little higher. Don't take a whole lot, but a little higher of Jonathan Kuminga than Scott Perry and Doug Christie do.
Mm.
There's a very real possibility. Like, we want Kuminga here, but it's at a certain price. Like, for instance, if they, and some people would be happy with this, but if the Warriors are like, get, perfect example, actually. If the Warriors were like, we'll do a deal if it involves Keegan Murray. Ah, well, hold on now. We like Kuminga a lot. We don't like him that much to give up Keegan Murray. That could be how they're looking at this pick situation. We like Kuminga a lot. We don't like him that much to just give him anything that they want. Whether or not you agree with that or disagree with that. Some people look at Kuminga as a great opportunity to go get a young player with a lot of potential, and they're willing to give up whatever they can for that. Some people don't. Some people are like, nah, I like him, but there's a limit to how much I like him or how much I'm willing to give up for him. I would unprotect the pick, but.
My love has a limit, dog.
Yeah.
Can't help you, man. Can't help you. My love has a limit. Well, like I said, we've got a handful of days here before this thing shuts down. Sam floated the idea of getting a third team involved and then immediately threw water on it by saying, I don't know how possible that is. Mm-hmm. It never, at no point last year, one, did I think we would be talking about trading Malik Monk the following season?
Tell me about it.
And second, did would I have thought that the contract that he signed was some sort of insurmountable hurdle? At the time, we were like, yo, they got him for that market price. Let's go. Mm-hmm. And maybe we learned a little bit later that the market wasn't exactly what we conjured up in our heads. Like the conversations of 20 million plus and all of that. That didn't exist. Like, what would the top offer be to Malik Monk? Like, it wasn't there. To the best of our understanding, which has been repeated to us, there was an offer from Detroit, which was it was more than Sacramento. It was marginal. There were other teams that inquired, but no one made a serious offer, the likes of which Detroit did. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there was Sacramento. And that was it. There was no Orlando. There was no any of these other teams with that we had. Oh, Malik was auditioning. Like, that, no, wasn't a thing.
I took a deep sigh because we joke around a little bit. Look, Monty McNair was fine, as a human being. He's a fine guy. Wants to be in the league.
I mean, we think he's fine. He doesn't know. He doesn't talk.
Right.
No one knows.
Seems like
first ever antisocial general manager in the history of sports.
Seems like a really good guy. So we joke, but none of it is mean-spirited. Like, not trying to disrespect the guy or do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I only bring that up because it's just another example of him not having the right connections or understanding the market of the NBA. I know a lot of people didn't see this summer going the way that it ended up going.
Mm-hmm.
But was it just that, like, oh my gosh, we didn't know anything was going to happen? Mm-hmm. I say that to say Scott Perry is the GM
mm-hmm.
2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Is he giving Malik Monk what has amounted to a damn near untradeable contract?
That's a good question.
If nobody's giving him money, if there's no money out there, is he going to give him this deal that goes from 17 to 18 to 19 to 21? He might be like, bro, I know the market. You can either go to Detroit if you want. That's cool. Or, and I'm just throwing out a number, or you can take this $12 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know the market.
See, but that's, I hear you. Mm-hmm. I hear you. That's tough, though. Because if Detroit was more than Sacramento, and again, all communications are, it was, and it was marginal. I never asked the dollar figure. No one ever offered the dollar, never asked, but I believe it was somewhere around starting at 18 and a half, 19, something like that. 12 to 19, 17 to 19?
Mm-hmm.
Detroit was, what, the worst team in the league the year prior?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one of the worst, if not the worst. Yeah, I get why it's not worth it. Mm-hmm. It's not worth it. But 12 to 19, year over, and then you're talking year. Mm-hmm. That's tough. Now you're talking 20, 30 some odd million dollar difference.
It's tough on the Malik side. He got to do what he has to do. But once again, a guy like Scott Perry, understanding the dynamics of being a general manager in the NBA, he may look at it like, I don't want to lose Malik, but if I sign him to $17, $18 million, this is an untradeable contract.
Yeah, but I mean, who could have foreseen that, though? Would you have thought a Malik Monk contract for $17 million was untradeable?
No, I wouldn't have, but we also thought he was going to get a bunch of offers.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Like, I'm putting myself in this. We could have just been dead wrong. We could have.
There's no could have. We were.
Yeah.
We were wrong. Like, it is what it is. We were wrong.
I mean, they didn't even test the market. Like, they didn't. The Malik side.
Well.
They tested the market, right, and they saw what it was.
Right. Yeah.
But he didn't even say, all right, we know this Kings deal is going to be here.
Yeah.
Like, let's do what we have. Nah, they just.
Yeah. Like, now we're here. Yeah.
So I wonder.
Remember how shocked we were when that news broke?
Mm-hmm. I wonder.
We kind of had a beat on it, too, and it came out of nowhere.
Yeah. I wonder if Scott Perry makes that deal. I'm not sure he does.
I mean, he hasn't made one with Keon, and he hasn't made one with Keegan.
Right.
Maybe he doesn't feel any rush.
He understands the market.
Put the more or less on Scott Perry making a deal.
I was about to say, because I know PrizePicks understands the market. Mm-hmm. They absolutely
better
understand
than anyone.
The market, man.
Enough to take my money.
And, you know, I've got a Raiders-Bears lineup ready to go. Caleb Williams, 21.5 pass completions. I'm going less. DeAndre Swift, 51.5 rushing yards. I'm going more.
More?
Yeah, more. I think the Bears are going to win this game.
Okay.
Ashton once again, like my partners say, oh, sweetie. Ashton Jinty's rushing number is at 64.5.
Oh, sweet.
What you think I took?
Less.
And Brock Bowers.
Is there a way to hit way less?
Is there a demon for the less? And Brock Bowers, his receiving yards is 53.5. I went more on that. I think they're going to try and get the ball to Brock more in this game. If you want to do the same thing, you can go ahead. Download the Prize Picks app. Mm-hmm. Put in the promo code KIFM to get $50 instantly towards your first $5 lineup. Once again, promo code KIFM to get $50 towards your first $5 lineup. You must be present in certain states. Go to prizepicks.com for more details. Mm-hmm. PrizePicks,
yep.
It's good to be right.
Yeah.
Russ Dogg is on fire. He is on fire right now.
Let me tell you, Norm, you can't make one mistake, Norm, on this show, because then it immediately becomes a bit. And now Norm had a typo in his "it's good to be right." And now it's gone absolutely nuts.
What does "it's good to be rot" mean?
Poor Norm.
"It's good to be rot" is hilarious.
It's not even the same league, pal.
Shout out Norm. He created a new tag.
Oh, that's some good stuff.
We'll come back, man.
"It's good to be rot."
You can get in on the phone lines if you want to. 916-939-1320. You got to say it like that. That's how you have to say it. And we'll come back. We can talk some 49ers football as well. And a great week 4 matchup to start things out tonight. Steelo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you guys getting a Topgolf?
No, we should be, but we're
not. Oh.
We absolutely should be, but I'll take the Natomas joint. That's better than
Damian left Natomas. I came to Natomas and I brought a Costco and a Topgolf.
Thank you. We just got to thank Jesse.
Yeah.
Well, and it's Kenny and Sam Amick out in Elk Grove, and y'all can't get anything going out there.
We got the casino. We got Sky River, and we got a yard house.
Well, that's a different part. There's like four parts of Elk Grove.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember. I'll never forget. I was like, yeah, man, we're going to go do something in Elk Grove. I don't know if I was going to your house or what. I'm going to meet King Melly, who was like at Sheldon. Mm. Like 25 minutes away. That's I was like, how is that even possible?
That's a strike.
Like Rockland to Granite Bay. Like, okay, I get it. Like You kind of lump Roseville, Rockland, Lincoln, all of that Granite Bay all together. Mm. Okay, I get it. It's clear on the other side. It's Elk Grove to Elk Grove. How was that possible?
This is strange.
I was so annoyed. I was like, man, brother, I can't help you.
This is too far. There, man. It's to get to that side. I can't tell you the last time I was on that side over by Sheldon and everything. It's been a minute. What did I got to go over there for? I don't go too far past 99. Yesterday I was over. The other day I went over there to Pig Latin. They got a Station 16 over there by the freeway,
is
too.
Is Pig Latin a restaurant?
Mm-hmm. It was cool. It's cool. But I just realized they have a Station 16 over there, and I will be going over there. That's like, it's kind of like seafood or whatever.
Okay. Kind of like seafood?
Well, I think that's, they might have more.
Because if it's kind of like seafood, I'm going to urge you to stay away from it.
Well, they might have more than just seafood. Oh, that's why I want to classify that. I don't want to put them in a box.
Okay. But you said Station 16?
Yeah, Station 16. They got one
downtown. It's definitely, it's a seafood restaurant.
They got one downtown next to what used to be Public House. And it's really good. And now that I found out they're in Elk Grove, I'm pulling up.
Okay.
It's a good look.
Steak and seafood restaurant in Elk Grove.
That they do have steak. That's what I was like, I know it's not just seafood.
Yeah, most places don't serve just seafood, but they got calamari. Do they have any oysters here? What do we got? They got some oysters. Mm. Let's go, baby. Let's go. We up. Station 16. It's on Kenny's tab. Let's go.
That's what I heard.
Where's the tribal chief? Put on his tab.
Oh, I heard that's not. Yeah.
Well, no, look. Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, who knows if we even? Charlie asked me for the password to the Twitter account. I think I know it. Turns out I don't.
Why was going on with Twitter?
Well, he's got to renew the thing so we can stream the shows.
Yeah, we need that.
Well, I'm sure it's set up on auto renewal, right. But you know the credit card guy was fired, so we got to find a new credit card guy to pay for the auto renewal.
Big Mike all over again.
Oh my God!
Do we have control of our YouTube? Yet,
who?
102.5.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't know. I don't know. Like,
they're still holding your YouTube channel hostage?
Not they. He.
Bro, hey, somebody need to pull
I swear to God.
This is ridiculous.
I'll just, like, if I ever see him, I'll be like, hey, Big Mike, how you doing? I'm going to punch him. And I'm going to be like, look, we owe you that. This is for everyone at KSFM. We owe you that. I was looking for it because I have, you know, we had the 420 hit of the day. I have kind of like my version of that in the 12 o'clock hour. Mm. And I just got this urge to play the Ying Yang Twins Whisper song.
Oh,
because there's an edit. Oh. There's a clean version of the record.
Yeah,
because we used to play it. The version that's in our system is the dirty version with the words edited. I'm like, I can't play this. Like, what? What am I going to do with this? Forget it. Oh, I blame Big Mike.
Yeah, that's how everything happens.
When your hip-hop program director is running around wearing a cowboy hat, we all lose.
Come on, man.
But You don't blame the kids. You blame the parents.
That's true. It's good. That is 100% spot on.
So I blame the parents.
Hey, by the way, real quick. If you haven't already, securing the bag, this says, make sure you make your NFL pick'em picks in the D-Lo and KC Pick'em League. Securing the bag, it also says, your boy was on fire. Well, he doesn't say that. But he said Kenny with the highest picks right last week on NFL Pick'em. I soared up into the top 10 of the standings. I'm making my move right now. I'm making my move. So do that. Get your picks in for the NFL. If you're in the college football pick'em league, D-Lo and KC college football pick'em league, get your pick in for that as well. I'm cooking out here.
You're like Muhammad Ali. If Muhammad Ali lost every fight.
Don't say anything.
Muhammad Ali said, I'm going to get him in six. That's KC, and he gets knocked out in eight.
Like, I'm cooking right now, though.
Okay.
I don't know. Don't have a bad week. I don't know how many I get right last week. I don't even know if I can get to it in time. But your boy was on fire last week.
How could you say you were on fire, but you don't remember how many you got right?
Because I didn't know that until Securing the Bagley just said it.
Oh, okay.
I was first last week. I missed the Packers game. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Dweebs. And I missed the
Joe Flacco to you, pal.
I missed three games. Missed Baltimore and I missed Tennessee.
Who Tennessee play? Oh, the Cam Colts. Got hurt in that one too.
The Colts. And that's when the coach didn't know whether or not he wanted to go for it on fourth down after a timeout and got a delay game.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. Sorry about that.
So get your picks in. It's Thursday. We got a game tonight.
Brock Purdy returned to practice yesterday. No, a lot like Sam's Kuminga article. No real news with that. He practiced last week. He was limited in practice last week. He's practicing this week. He's limited in practice this week. But I do think there is a difference in these two games. And I don't know that I would have thought this maybe on Sunday. Mm-hmm. But after spending a couple of days looking a little further into the Jacksonville Jaguars, I do think this is a game you need Brock Purdy for. Kyle Mattson's words on the Candlestick Chronicles podcast kind of bounced around in my head for a while when he was talking about, Brock Purdy or Mac Jones, I don't really feel like this particular game against the Arizona Cardinals is going to come down to quarterback play. I think there's a lot of other things that are going to come into play, and I think Mac Jones and Kyler Murray can effectively kind of cancel each other out. I think Mac was terrific on that last drive and deserves a lot of credit for that. I think Brock Purdy is a better quarterback than Mac Jones. And I think you're going to need Brock Purdy against this Jacksonville Jaguars defense.
I agree with that. I agree. And this is a situation where if he can go, when he feels good enough to go, you're not forcing him out there. But if he can go, you probably want to have Brock Purdy out there against that front seven of Jacksonville, because those boys get after it. They absolutely get after it. And you got to make sure Brock is okay. But you also probably want somebody that can move a little bit more than Mac Jones against this type of defensive line that you're going up against Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think I agree with you. I think if you Brock can go, that's where you want to go. Yeah, where you want to go.
Yeah, you got to go.
Speaking of, like, look, I guess you could say sometimes I'm a mark for this stuff, but I don't even know if that's what this is, because I disagreed with some of the assessments, but I never had any hate in my heart for Mac Jones. It ain't nothing like that. I had hate in my heart for the decision to pick him third. I did.
Look, hold on.
Like,
no, I love to be like, no, Kenny, this is not what you said, but that's pretty much it, yeah.
No, I'm not going to let either of you do that.
Oh, I misremembered.
Okay,
well,
let me ask you both a question. Maybe I'll jog your memory a little bit, Jesse. Did he or did he not, like, every game that Mac Jones had that was bad, and there were a lot of them, particularly his rookie year,
second year is when he got bad.
It's a second year, fine. Yeah. Would you not come in and be like, huh, That New England quarterback. Did you not do that?
We also did have a Mac Jones Joe calling in every week.
We did.
That's what happened.
We
did. If Mac Jones Joe wouldn't have said anything, I probably would have just not said anything. But remember, Mac Jones Joe, that whole rookie year, kept calling in after every Patriots win.
Can I tell you something? I don't believe you. I think you still would have done it.
I don't have no problem with Mac. Because you backed this up when we talked about it the other day. I said Mac going to be in the league for 10, 12 years.
Yeah.
Not just this awful quarterback. I just wouldn't trade the farm to go get him. I thought that was ridiculous. Who knew it was ridiculous to do the same thing with Trey Lance? But I was like, nah, that's not what you do. Kyle, you definitely need to go if that's what you're deciding to do. And he didn't.
Oh, the Redfin password.
Yeah,
the Redfin password, yeah. But I say all that to say, every week the Niners, every week they win. I don't think they do it when they lose. And understandably, because I wouldn't watch it anyway. But they do the, you know, their studio productions recap of the game, right? The on the court, you know, all the film people. And, man, I felt so good for Mac Jones in that moment. They had, after the screen pass, and then after he moved the hashes pretty much and took the knee, he's running off the sidelines. And my boys, he is stressed. He's running off the sideline. Everybody like, good job, Matt, good job. He's like, no, just everybody just calm down, please. Just settle down. Just, okay, all right, we got here. Okay, let's, all right, okay. And he sits down and he puts his hands on his his head and he just – and he tells the backup, Martinez, he said, okay. And he said, I'll tell you. You don't have to watch. I'll tell you. And Mac is going through it.
Yeah.
He really, I mean, it's a lot of athletes, right? Almost all athletes. You know, we take for granted how competitive and how much they want to win.
Yeah.
But I just saw a guy right there that really, really wanted to win that game.
Feels like he's playing for his NFL. Overdramatic, maybe a bit, but playing for his NFL career,
yeah,
I think.
You're probably spot on. Yeah, you're
sticking around in the league.
That was a big moment.
Yeah, he didn't have many moments to show or whatever. So in the times that he do, like, he's got to prove something.
Yeah, and in that moment, I said it on Monday on the air. You got guys like Kenny Caraway who I was like, he can't do this. And that's probably that may be something that was playing in his mind too. Like, man, people don't think I can do this. I'm not sure I can do. You know what I mean? And he was stressed. I don't mean to laugh, but he said, no, just come. Okay, we got here. I'm just going to sit down. Imagine your quarterback doing that.
Well, see, but that's the tricky part. I wonder for him if he felt like, I don't want to screw this up. I don't want to screw this up for Brock. I don't want to screw this up for Kyle. I don't want to screw this up for these guys because I'm not the quarterback. Mm-hmm. I'm the quarterback right now, and those aren't the same thing.
Right.
And I wonder how much of that was just, I got to go out there. I got to be the best. I have to lead this team to wins. Mm-hmm. One, because I'm sure he's still a very young man, makes me look good. But two, like, I got to put my guys in a position to win when Brock is back.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm sure there was an element of, I don't want to screw up.
Yeah.
I don't want to lose without Brock here.
Yeah.
And that's hard. Like, sometimes stepping in and filling in for somebody is more stressful than, like, if it was actually your own. Like, you could take your own lumps, mm-hmm. you know, when it's yours, when your name is on it. But when you mess up something that's, you know, sort of not yours, yeah, it's a little tougher.
Yeah, man. And that was, like I said, I already felt good for him being able to execute that and get that done. But just seeing that footage right there, the extended footage of it all. I mean,
yeah, it was really cool.
It's just, and like I said, I guess this is what I'm a mark for when it comes to sports. It's the human element. This is a guy who is.
It's emotion.
Yeah, he's trying. Mm-hmm. He is trying. He is giving everything he can to try to be successful. And he was a little stressed out by the situation, and he showed it. Like, he didn't act like I'm calm, cool, and everything. Like, nah, at that moment, I'm sure on the field, like, he was just playing. But after he had done his job, that's probably where the stress came in. Like, all right, I got that part out of the way. Let's finish this. And I just thought that was really cool to see, man. Shout out Mac Jones.
Yeah, it definitely was. And I think Mac Jones has done a hell of a job on – he's done a hell of a job in his couple-week run with the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah. With that said, I want to see Brock Purdy on Sunday.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to come to an end, but I think the 49ers are in a better position to win this game if Brock Purdy is your quarterback.
I agree. I'm sorry.
Eric Armstead, Josh Allen, Devin Lloyd, like those
boys get after it.
They are nasty.
Yeah,
they are nasty.
I'm sorry, I got distracted because Kyle in the chatty house called me Kenny Collinsworth. Here's a guy.
Dude, Collinsworth stinks now.
you know, Mike, this guy.
Mahomes threw a backward pass that resulted in a fumble, I believe. Giants player tries to pick it up. Mahomes punches it out, gets the ball back, and Collins were like, wow, look at him making a play again. See, this is why we love guys like Mahomes and Josh Allen, because they're just always making plays. It's like, dude, he fumbled the ball and he got it back. Like, we don't need to be praising him for that. Oh, these quarterbacks are just so great. Wow.
Talk about him throwing the ball back.
All over the field. Yeah, because he had to run away with a football.
Why did he have to go and say to talk about that? Oh, man.
Dave McMenamin just tweeted that Rob Pelinka announced that the Lakers have extended J.J. Redick's contract coming into this season. Wait, how many years has J.J. Redick been the head coach?
One.
Was he due for a contract extension?
What you think he got? Maybe a 3-year deal when he started?
I guess. I don't know.
I definitely, you might know more about like the coaching structure of contracts more than I would. But Mike Brown was asking for an extension after year two.
Yes.
He was a coaching veteran. JJ was a rookie. So my thought is he probably had a 3-year deal.
Yeah, I thought it was 4, but I guess not. Mm. I'm trying to see if I could. No, he's been the coach for a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
He signed a 4-year deal.
Yeah, I don't know what we're doing then. Just scrap everything.
He's 1 year into a 4-year deal.
1 year into it.
There has to be something I'm missing.
And a first-round exit.
To be clear, I pulled up, God, these were the days, I pulled up an Adrian Wojnarowski article. From June 20th, 2024. God, when did Woj retire?
Maybe right after that.
Was this his last piece of news? The Lakers have agreed to a 4-year contract with J.J. Redick to make him the franchise's next head coach. Again, this was June 20th, 2024. Dave McMenamin, Dave McMenamin's not reporting. Rob Pelinka announced that the Lakers have extended J.J. Redick's contract. Okay. Hey, salute JJ. All right, good for everyone involved.
Does it say what the
I'm looking. I can't find it. I don't even know if we have a, let me see if I can pull that. Ooh, this new,
I don't mean
this new Safari tab is a little murky.
I don't mean this in any disrespectful way at all. What did he do to deserve a contract extension?
I'm trying to.
He got bounced in the first round as the higher seed.
I'm trying to find. Like, I don't have a dollar figure on JJ. I know there was speculation. I don't know what the number was.
We never found one because I remember we were trying to compare it to other coaches. You got like 10 mil. Mike Brown, I think, we just got his deal.
Yeah, Rob Pelinka and JJ are doing a joint press conference today. I got nothing. This is all like tweeted within the last few minutes. Like they're, I'm not trying to shade Dave McMenamin. It wasn't a scoop. Like Rob Pelinka announced it at this media event, which I assume is their media day thing. I don't know. But
also
I guess
good for
salute,
JJ.
Yeah, salute to JJ, I guess.
I ain't got no problem with it.
I mean, get that. Here. You know what it is. I can't find it quick enough.
No, because it doesn't
Where
need to
it?
Be
3,
on
2, 1,
right
boom.
Okay, Lake Show.
You know what I need to do? I could turn that key purple. That way I have no trouble
no,
finding
No, you can
it.
Get that nope. off. But that's button, what can happen.
This button, style, color, purple, boom.
Fam,
now, it's
how about
right there.
Delete? How
like
about
there's
that?
No look. It's look. I'm looking right at you. Boom! I can see
okay.
it.
Okay,
because it's purple. Very easy to find. It's good.
Should have been gone a long time ago, man.
You had the opportunity to eliminate it.
What, you wanted me to lie? No, I'm not a Knicks fan. I'm a Knicks supporter.
They didn't even let you in their group chat.
Were you upset? Were you upset when the Pacers beat the Knicks?
Yeah, I was upset about that. Yeah.
Why?
Supporters get upset.
Because I wanted the Knicks to win.
Supporters get upset.
Ask me, was I devastated?
No. You devastated after every loss?
Did you sit in silence when Tyrese hit a...
For how many minutes if you did?
How long did you and Cheryl and Elk Grove sit in silence? Cheryl and Elk Grove is never silent.
Less than three is supporter stuff. More than three, you're a fan.
Yes.
What you want me to say?
I want you to answer the question, Kenny.
In that situation, what do you want me to say?
I want you to answer the question. How many minutes did you sit in silence for?
It doesn't really matter. What do you want me to say? You want me to just start talking because? I didn't have anything to say. So, I might have been in silence.
When do you and Cheryl and Elk Grove have nothing to say? When the Knicks lose in a devastating fashion to the Tyrese Halliburton and the Pacers.
I had nothing to say when the Niners lost in the Super Bowl, too.
Wow. Are you a supporter of the Niners?
Yeah, you're
that
helping
was
us
devastating.
Out.
The Knicks losing was not devastating.
But you sat in silence for both.
Well, yeah, because there just wasn't anything to say.
Were you distraught?
Ooh,
no,
good
I wasn't
question.
Distraught. There just wasn't anything to say. So I just was just sitting there. Sometimes
why was there nothing to say?
Because the post game show was on, so I was listening to the post game show.
Oh, you're a liar.
As opposed to talking.
Now you're not telling the truth.
Yeah.
Now you're not telling the truth.
Sad.
Michael brings up a good point. This is actually pretty funny. I actually wasn't devastated because I thought, we'll be back. I was like, it was bad, but it was like,
Well, no, we weren't devastated because the game was actually over in the third quarter. So it was a lot. It was a lot easier to digest.
By the time he got to 50, I wasn't devastated.
If Steph's 50th point had come on a buzzer beater, yes, devastation. Oh. When Steph's 50th point comes midway through the third,
I was devastated at Sky River.
Oh, God.
That was devastating.
Oh.
That shot hung in the air for about 30 minutes.
Oh,
I almost cried on Will Z's shoulder that night.
And it looked like it was going to every second of the way until it didn't.
That was...
Kenny was positioning Leezy. All right, Leezy, be ready. Be ready. Leezy, stand over here. Be ready.
He was ready, all right.
And we're ready. The idea was we're only going to get the mics if the shot goes in.
Yeah.
They had the mics ready. God.
Maybe the shot goes in, make it out the first round. Monty McNair is more aggressive in the offseason.
To make matters worse. There were Warriors fans there.
Oh, yeah. What the hell?
And their stupid-ass jerseys. That wasn't his debut, no. Was it? He was there. No, was he? Yeah, Drew Down watched that game with us.
He absolutely watched that game with us.
I don't think that... Why do I feel like that was... That's when we claimed Drew Down.
Yeah,
because
that's when we started...
Yeah, it must have been. Yeah, it must have been. Yeah, that sucks.
We claimed Drew Down.
He's with us now.
Like it was capture the flag.
We won Drew Down in the first round of the playoffs.
Or Harrison Barnes, he probably wanted that one too, huh?
Oh, he probably needed that as much as
damn.
I mean, like it's one thing to hit a buzzer beater against Cleveland in an empty arena, but to do it against the Golden State Warriors in the playoffs and 3-1. So we've had a 3-1 make kill us and a potential 3-1 make kill us and a potential 3-1 miss kill us.
That's tough.
Of course, one was for a trip to the finals. The other was just to get out of the first round.
Same.
Say, at this point, yes, the exact same thing. We'll come back. Let's stay with the NFL because Coach Marion said to join us coming up in about 30 minutes. Let's stay in the NFL. We've got the Bears, the Raiders this weekend. Who are we out on? Completely no questions asked. Mm. And who are we in on? We'll explain all of that, even though I think it's kind of self-explanatory. CeeLo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we'll get back to talking about the Kings as the day rolls along here. As Sam wrote about the Jonathan Kuminga, Golden State Warrior, Sacramento Kings situation, of course, it was just kind of recycled information with an important tidbit that the Kings and Warriors sparked up conversations earlier this week after not talking for about a month. Brad Siegel reported, as Kenny mentioned to us, that it was the Kings who reached out to the Warriors, and that does feel like an important distinction here. But as we noted, there's about 6 days left in all of this. There is a hard, very definitive end, and what will be awkward, while we can look at the 30th and the 1st and all of that, to me, Monday is going to be awkward. I think media day is media day for both teams. Could media day for the Sacramento Kings could be there could be moments of uncomfortableness, particularly as it pertains to Malik Monk. Scott Perry will get around, like Scott Perry will know what his answer is going to be. He'll have no problem answering these questions, in my estimation, if he speaks, by the way. Malik will have to deal with some questions for sure. And the Warriors one is going to be completely different. The Warriors conversation is going to be different.
The Warriors one.
Because, Jonathan Kuminga is going to be there.
Yeah.
And so will Draymond Green.
The Warriors one feels like, and maybe it won't. Maybe I'm not as tapped in. But it feels like that would be a circus. That media day.
Feels like it.
And maybe, you know, yeah, it's a circus. We get past it.
Hell, Steve Kerr. Mm-hmm.
The entire, I'm not even sure. That's got to be asked by everybody. Jonathan Kuminga situation.
Mm-hmm.
At least 1 to 2 questions for Kerr, for Draymond, for Jimmy Butler, for Kuminga, obviously himself, mm-hmm. for Steph Curry. Steve, like you said, Steve Kerr, Mike Dunleavy might speak. Everything.
Al Horford won't even be there.
No, neither will
D'Anthony Melton.
D'Anthony Melton, yeah. So, yeah, that seems like it would be just a mess. But at the same time, you know, you look at it like,
Peyton asked a good question. Are we sure Jonathan Kuminga will be there? I think so. I guess I'm not sure.
Because it's not the day.
Because yeah, it's not the day he has to sign, mm-hmm. and he's not signed. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. That's a good point. Maybe he doesn't have to be there on Monday.
Let me ask you a question.
He's not going to be in the team picture then.
If you were. Oh, man, yeah, no, because I did some stuff like that. I just thought about it. I don't even think you can do this. I was about to ask, do you tell him don't show up without the contract if you're the Warriors? But you can't do that. The team picture, all that other stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. You might have to.
But I don't even know if you – that, to me, as I think through this and think about it, that's so passive-aggressive.
It's not the same.
Like, don't show up, bro. You didn't sign.
It's, well, no, it's, yeah, it it could be more like you aren't on the team yet. Like, you're not. Like, you're right now, today, Jonathan Kuminga doesn't play for anybody. I guess.
Technically.
I guess, right?
Are his rights with the
Warriors? His rights are with the Warriors.
So.
I don't know.
I don't know. I get
this country, you have no rights anymore. So, Kuminga, you got nothing.
But, yeah.
Warriors, I guess you got nothing.
Do you?
That might make it worse. Would that make it worse?
I think. That's how I feel. If you, it seems because
then it's just a bunch of people talking behind his back.
Right. It seems very passive aggressive.
Yeah.
By the Warriors. Yeah, I wouldn't do it. Now, if I was Kuminga, and I was his side, maybe I don't show up. That's different than them asking me not to show up. Maybe Kuminga's like, I'm not showing up. I'm not even on the team right now. Show up for what?
Yeah, I wonder what AI says about this. Does Jonathan Kuminga have to show up to media day? I love that I'm typing. I'm typing this into Google where I could probably. Jonathan Kuminga is obligated to show up to the Golden State Warriors media day. So it says, based on NBA media access rules and his current restricted free agency status, Jonathan Kuminga is obligated to show up to the Golden State Warriors media day. So Jonathan Kuminga has to show up. That doesn't mean the Warriors can't tell him not to show up. Mm-hmm. But I think you and I are in agreement that would actually make this worse.
Yeah. Also, they could make him not available.
However, recent reports suggest he may choose not to attend as part of his ongoing contract holdout. Of course, this is an AI response. I don't know that.
Shout out AI.
It can be helpful, but sometimes it can also be trash. I suppose I could just text Anthony Slater and ask him. It might get a better answer. So that's
gonna be a circus, though, man.
It's gonna be a circus either way, because Steve Kerr is gonna have to stand in front of a camera and either walk back everything he said, like during the season, mm-hmm. or double down. Hmm. Like, I don't know. I don't know what the in between is. Like, I don't. I think I think, and maybe by Monday they know. And I don't know why they would.
It's like Scott Perry. Steve Kerr knows what he's going to say right now, too.
So do you think by Monday the Warriors go to Sunday night? The Warriors go to Kuminga and Aaron Turner and say, here's where we are. You either sign one of these two deals tonight, mm-hmm. or we pull them. And you're signing the qualifying offer. Because if you do that on Sunday night, on Monday, you could say whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Because everybody knows what it is. He's trapped on your team for a year. Right. And you don't have to play him. You can say he doesn't fit. You can come up with whatever dumbass thing you want to say to bury him, that you could just repeat, you could parrot everything that you've said for the last handful of months, all of the stuff that you've leaked to the media, all of the stuff that you've said in front of cameras, mm-hmm. you could just double down on that, and it really has no consequence. If he signs a contract, and I don't think anyone is of the belief that that's happening, of course, you're staring down the barrel of a $40 million difference here. If he signs that contract, your messaging has to change. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It would not be wise for anybody for you to continue to bury him.
Right.
So your messaging has to change. But the deadline is Wednesday. So maybe an ultimatum on Sunday is your best bet. Mm.
And that's where you decide whether or not he's even going to be there.
Right. What? Yes, sure. And if you, which one of these do you want to do? Sign the contract or sign the multi-year contracts, mm-hmm. or the qualifying offer. And no matter, I feel like once you do that, Aaron, hypothetically, Aaron Turner says, We told you, our stance hasn't changed. She's signing the qualifying offer. Understood? We'll see you Monday at noon. Mm-hmm. And that's it. Like, it's over at that point. Unless, you know, something happens Monday, Tuesday, to whatever the deadline time frame is on Wednesday and some sort of deal gets done, or Kings call and whatever, Warriors call, whatever. But I think he's at media day, but you have to have a conversation about where you're going on Sunday. Mm-hmm. It can't be open-ended on Sunday. It can't be open-ended the first time a microphone is put in front of his face.
Yeah, very fair. Very true. I would even, if on that Sunday.
Especially on the Steve Kerr standpoint, sorry, because Steve Kerr will wind up looking foolish.
Right.
More foolish.
On that Sunday, I might even do something. All right, man, what are you going to do? Which deal are you signing? Oh, I told you guys, we're signing the qualifying offer. All right, we'll sign it. Sign it. Like, what are we waiting for? Our stance isn't changing. You said
great.
You don't want to.
Great. You're not changing. I'll sign it Wednesday. When I'm obligated to.
Can I ask you why?
You can.
Why?
I don't need to answer you, but you can ask. Because the why is simple. I could show up at media day, make a fuss. I could show up at media day and Draymond is a jackass. I could show up at media day and Steve Kerr is falling flat on his face. I could show up on media day and Scott Perry calls. I could show up on media day and Mike calls Scott Perry. I could show up on media day and Phoenix gets back involved in this. Mm-hmm. Monday's not the deadline. Mm-hmm. Wednesday's the deadline. I am going to exercise every second of this time I have to sign that contract. There's no benefit to me signing this contract early. And quite honestly, Mike, there's no benefit in me signing it early for you. So go to hell. All
right, we'll see you on Wednesday.
Great.
You're not getting traded.
Okay, great. All right. You're not getting a $20 million trade ship either.
Clearly, we don't care.
Also, you're a Nepo baby. Get out of my... Gets hella personal. Start taking shots at each other.
Well, you still eat at Pizza Hut.
Well, there goes D'Lo and Casey's Pizza Hut endorsement. Now well, we're using
Pizza Hut goes insult. Back to how they used to make the pizza. Everything will be good. I'll still eat some Pizza Hut, though. I'll still eat some Pizza Hut. It's not bad. It's just not what it used to be. That crust was a thing of legend. Oh, it was just perfect. Man.
And it's gone away.
Yeah, it's just not the same. It's like rubbery and stuff. Once again, I'll still eat it if need be, but I never say, we're getting pizza tonight. Let's go to Pizza Hut. Nah, if it's there, I'm going to eat it. It's cool.
What's the go-to pizza spot? Oh, there isn't one.
You mean like the chain spot?
Any like, spot. Like if the family said, Dad, I want pizza tonight.
We don't agree on anything.
You really don't. I don't even think you guys like each other. Like, you guys don't agree on it. This poor guy has had to order, I hope this doesn't get you in trouble. He's had to order Chipotle like 4 days out of the last 10 because he can't eat Chipotle with his family.
Yeah, they don't ever want to go to Chipotle. But when it comes to the pizza, I mean, Mountain Mike's is probably the one we always just, we agree on.
I see.
But Jasmine doesn't like sausage on the pizza. I do want pepperoni and sausage. And she's like, no, I don't even want it on my, I don't want the fumes of it at all on my pizza.
Those fumes.
So that's an issue. Sometimes, if we're just like, I don't feel like spending $40 on two pizzas, we'll just go to Domino's and do one of their little deals. Pizza Guys is in there.
Okay.
I like Round Table still. So it just becomes a lot.
Starts a fight. That's fine.
People start slamming doors and not talking to each other.
What happened?
Couldn't agree on pizza. Couldn't agree on pizza. It's tough.
Yeah, man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.